Okay, my friends, v'siyata d'shmaya, here we go. This is a very interesting sugya. It's fascinating sugya. It's a lot of different details. We're trying to like isolate the certain different nakudas in the sugya. So first we're going to try to figure out what in the world is really going on over here. The Gemara says there was a case and there was a shepherd and it's called Ahuraya. It's called Ahuraya. And they would give him every day, chayusa b'loy sadi, they'd give him every day animals they give him every day chayusa b'sahadi. Every day they were machmir to give him animals with Edim. So it seems like they didn't really trust him that much. They gave it with Edim. Now, who is the people that gave it? It wasn't clear to us. Does it mean that this person gave it? Does it mean that the town gave it? Is it Shutfis? There happens to be different opinions over here as to exactly what's going on. But they gave him every day with Edim. One day they gave him without Edim, or so they claim. Libesoif, he said la'adam. So there's some interesting things over here. What does it mean, libesoif, he said la'adam? It ended up, it's like Murphy's Law. The one day that you didn't give him with Edim, libesoif, he said la'adam. I wouldn't call it necessarily Murphy's Law. Why do they give him every day with Edim? They didn't trust him. They shouldn't have trusted him. The one day they gave him without Edim, boom, he says la'adam. But why do they want to say libesoif? That word seems to be interesting. And some people take out the word totally. Say, the word doesn't belong. What do you have to tell me the word libesoif? They gave him one day without Edim, and he said la'adam. Anyway, the Gemara continues and says, he says lo haya dvar me'olam, la'adam, is Rashi Tev, is lo haya dvar me'olam. He says, you never gave it to me. And then they brought Edim that he ate two of them. So did he steal? Yes. Not only did he steal, he stole bad. When I say he stole bad, what I mean by that is sometimes people, they steal, but they didn't really mean to steal. For example, let's say he borrowed money and he just doesn't have enough money to pay back. So maybe he's going to be kofer and say, I didn't really borrow it. But is that person, was he intending to do something wrong? No. The words we use for that is ishtamute kam ishtamit. He's a good guy. He just got, in a bad situation. Or someone that took an item either to watch or to use, and what happened to it? It disappeared. Like, that was an accident. Oh, man, now what am I supposed to do? I don't have enough money to pay. I'll have to be mishtamit. This guy, not only did he steal, but what did the Edom May that he did? He ate it. He killed it. So this is a bad ganav. This is not just a ganav. This is a person that did a bad steal. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Amar, who? Amar, Rab Zeira, im Isa le Rabbi Chia, kamaisa mishtova asha'ara. Says Rab Zeira, if we hold a Rab Chia kamaisa, then he's going to have to swear on the rest. We have a daik lashon of im Isa. Rashi says, if you hold like Rab Chia kamaisa. Ben Chananel says, if I knew for sure that we hold like Rab Chia kamaisa. Now, Rab Zeira is not sure if you're passing like Rab Chia kamaisa. After all, someone argues on Rab Chia kamaisa. Who argues? Before we say, Abua de. Durav Abturiki. He argued on Rab Chia Kamaisa. He brought a Bryce and Rab Chia Kamaisa. So Rab Zeira is a little bit not sure. Tosis says, we paskin like Rab Chia Kamaisa because we have riots. Because we link the Tsugi of Rab Chia Kamaisa to Tsugi of Tanachit Mahidla Bisayrin. Because the Gemara before said you have to learn the Drasha either like Rab Chia Kamaisa or like Tanachit Mahidla Bisayrin. And we know we paskin Tanachit Mahidla Bisayrin is Pater. Must be your paskin that could like Rab Chia that you're chayef for Adas Edim. I'll call Punim. We're going to come out that we paskin like Rab Chia Kamaisa. So when Rab Zeira said, it means Rab Chia Kamaisa, Rab Chia is saying, if you know that we paskin, which we do, he'd have to make a Shvua on the rest. That's what he comes. Says the Gemara makes a Shvua, asks Abayi, Amalei Abayi, Isa Mishtova Gazlinu. How does he swear? He's a Gazlin. Says the Gemara, what did he mean when he says, Amalei Shekenegdo Ka'amina? I didn't mean that he swears. I meant Shekenegdo swears. Shekenegdo is a Tuchana Midrabbanan. He's in a case when a person is in a din Torah with a Gazlin. Can the Gazlin himself make a Shvua? No. So what do? We flip the Shvua onto the Toiveya. We make the Toiveya make a Shekenegdo, the person of opposing him is Nishma. So now, an interesting Ha'ara over here, Diak, my friends, is the first thing we're saying new today. Everything else has been so far Chazara, which is, if Rab Zeira meant Shekenegdo, what should Rab Zeira have said? Shekenegdo. Rab Zeira says, if we hold Rab Chia, he swears. Rab Zeira didn't tell us who swears. It made it sound like that the Raya is going to swear. And we're saying the Raya can't swear because they go, oh, I didn't mean the Raya, I meant Shekinegdo. So why don't you say Shekinegdo? If you meant Shekinegdo, you should have said that.
What does he swear on? The
Shekinegdo? The Shekinegdo will swear that he gave him animals to watch, and then he will have to pay.
At the beginning.
Again, the two animals that he ate, does he have to pay for?
Yeah.
Shimon the shepherd, for sure he has to pay. Because there's Adam that he took those animals. The other eight animals which we're questioning, Shimon can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because he's puzzled, because he's a Goslin. So Shimon can't swear, but being that there's a shvuah of Rabbi Chiya, which should require Shimon to swear, instead we flip the shvuah onto the person or the people who are being toiveya. They swear, and then they take the money from Shimon. Shimon's going to have to pay.
Actually, he has to say, Shemegda, you should know that already. Like, it's so basic that he's a Gazan, we're not going to make him swear. Why should he have to? You're just going to say, make him swear. Like, we already know that the shepherd can't swear, so it must be Shemegda.
I mean, Abaye didn't know that. Abaye was confused, wasn't he? Abaye said, "Reb Zeir, what are you saying?" He said, "Oh, I meant that." So Abaye obviously didn't make that automatic assumption. So seems to be not super clear. I'll call upon him. This is what the Gemara says. Now comes along the line of the Gemara that's going to be the important for the crux of the sugya, the first part of the sugya. Says the Gemara. Hashtanami, we're four lines from the bottom. Hashtanami, delaysa l'Rabbi Chiya. Which is an interesting thing. What we mean is, even if you wouldn't hold of Rabbi Chiya, not that we don't hold of Rabbi Chiya, even if you wouldn't hold of Rabbi Chiya, nechayve midrav Nachman, he should be chayve shvua because of Rabbi Nachman. Ditznan, manali biyadecha, in lucha biyadi potter, am Rabbi Nachman, shminas shvuas heses. So you see, Rabbi Nachman says there's a shvua even on a koifer. Hakol. So even if you don't hold it, there's a shvuah ha'adas edim, but there's anyway going to be a shvuah here because of Rav Nachman. Is there going to be a shvuah on the shepherd? No, why not? He's a Gazlan. So what does the Gemara mean there should be a shvuah of Rav Nachman? Shekinegdo. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman takantahi v'takanta Letakanta loy avdinon. Says the Gemara, the Rav Nachman's whole takon of Shavuos Heses is a takon. It's a din derabanan. It's a takona. Are we gonna? The whole idea of Shekenegdoi is to fix the Shavuah. But if the Shavuah is a takona, the takona loy avdinon. Rav Chiya's Shavuah was what? Was a Shavuah d'oraisa? Will we fix a Shavuah d'oraisa? Yes. Will we make a Shekenegdo on a Shavuah d'oraisa? Yes, but Rav Nachman was Hesis is Takanta itself is Derabbanan. Takanta loy avdinan. Okay, so Rabbi, I ask you a question: is there a Shvuas Hesis in the case of Hahuraya? Does the shepherd make a Shvuas Hesis? Does the person opposing the shepherd make a Shvuas Hesis? Is there a Shvuas Hesis? Does Shvuas Hesis happen in our case?
No.
Did it happen in our case?
Seems like
no. What?
Seems like before it says Lebesoif, like it could be
made Shavuos Heses. Well, the Gemara says Lebesoif, he said La'adam. We have to see if we're going to change the gears on Lebesoif. But at the moment, what would appear to us in the simple reading of the Gemara is there was never a Shavuos Heses that happened here.
It should have been Mechayev one for sure. Right away.
So we asked the question. We should have been Mechayev a Shavuos Heses right away. Should have been a Shavuos Heses. Like the moment he said La'adam, there should have been a Shavuos Heses. We could say a few answers to that question. One answer is maybe the Adam came right away. Is it possible that like Ed Bezdin didn't have a chance? He walks in and he says, "Where are my cows? La'adam." Well, guess what? I got Adam, you La'adam. I got Adam that you ate my cows. So maybe we didn't have a chance to make Shavuos Heses. That could be. Or you could say another pshat. Maybe in this case we wouldn't be mechayiv shvuas heses for one of two reasons. We wouldn't be mechayiv shvuas heses right away. Initially, we would not have been mechayiv shvuas heses for one of two reasons. First of all, it's very possible that in order to have shvuas heses, we need to have some sort of suspicion. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I call up Ruvi Shron and I say, "Ruvi Shron, you owe me $1 million." He's like, "Who are you? Never met you before in my life." Okay, that's not a good example. Try to find another person that I never met before. Someone help me out over here. Not a good example. Try someone else.
Trump.
Yeah, well, he's a guy. Jared Kushner. Let's say I call up Jared Kushner and I say to him, Jared, you owe me $100 million. And he's like, who are you? Got no clue who you are. Never met you before in my life. You owe me $100 million. Is he chayv shvuas hesis?
No.
So the Gemara isn't sure about it. The Gemara says maybe yes, maybe no. There's two stuff in the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe you have to have some sort of something on the guy. You can't just say, like, you know, out of nowhere, you owe me $1 million, right? Especially with someone like Ruvi Shron, it would be a great thing to do because he for sure doesn't want to swear. He's a big tzaddik type. He's like, here, take the $1 million. I don't want to swear. It's like, you can't do that. You have to have something on the guy. So over here...
I thought a guy doesn't claim it unless he has...
Good. Good. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. So it could be if you go like the tzad of the Gemara that I need to have something on him. So just because I walk to the shepherd and say, "Listen, I gave you my animals. Gave you animals? What are you talking about? Gave me animals? You didn't give me any animals today. No animals. You have any proof you gave me animals? Nothing. Yeah. Maybe that wouldn't be enough to make a shul. Maybe. Maybe the Eden the every other day would be itself circumstantial evidence. We'll see. What?
That wouldn't be Shavuos Hesses.
That'd still be Shavuos Hesses.
With Eden?
No, it's Eden every other day. So therefore, I gave you cows yesterday. I gave you cows on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Come Thursday, I probably gave you cows.
No,
so I don't have Eden today. Okay, but maybe that's enough circumstantial evidence. If I walk out to Jared Kushner, who the heck are you? I never spent you in before in my life. But if I did business with Jared Kushner many, many times, and it's documented, and I come to him and I say, buddy, we did this business deal, and he's not being kaifer, that might be enough already. Like I said, someone that I never met before, there's no drawer. But over here, every single day, he was giving him animals. But maybe that's enough to make a
show. Then why? Then you can say the exact opposite way. Why didn't you bring Edom today? It must be you didn't give me.
So comes along the Merume Sadeh and says, I'll tell you why you don't need to make a Shavuos Hesses. The Svar of Moshe Plachik. He says, listen, you're telling me I gave you cows today? You're full of garbage. Because Sunday, you gave me cows with Adam. Monday, with Adam. Tuesday, Adam. Wednesday, Adam. Thursday, you gave me cows without Adam? No way! That sounds ridiculous. It's preposterous. So not only over here is there no circumstantial evidence that you did give it to me, there's circumstantial evidence that you did not give it to me. I don't make a Shavuos Hesses in that case. So would there have been a Shavuos Hesses at the start of this discussion? Maybe not. But now that I have Adim, that he ate two of them, now I have definitely circumstantial evidence that you're a guilty party. Now we'll surface a Shavuos Hesses. Now we'll surface a Shavuos Hesses. So comes along the Gemara and says, says the Gemara, Hashtanami the less Rabchiyah, Nechayvim mid Rav Nachman. Even that Rabchiyah, there'll be a Shavuos Hesses. Comes along a Shavuos Hesses. So Rabbi said, we said three reasons why maybe there was no Shavuos Hesses in the first place. First of all, because maybe they just didn't have time to get to Shavuos Hesses. The Edom came in too fast, so it just didn't happen. Second of all, maybe Shavuos Hesses only if you have some sort of circumstantial evidence. You gotta got something on the guy. Over here, there's nothing. Third of all, over here, if anything, the Roya has circumstantial evidence that he's not Chayiv. Because you're claiming that you gave it to me without Adam? Well, that's not the way that you've done it up until now, so probably you didn't give it. This is the svara of the Merume Sada, the Netziv. So it comes along, it comes out, according to what we're saying. Is there ever Shavuos Hesses in this case of Roya? Did a Shavuos Hesses happen? Not originally, and not later either. The Gemara suggests, okay, now make Shavuos Hesses, now that you have Adam that he ate too? What does the Gemara answer? Can't. He can't swear because... Why can't the Shimon the shepherd swear? He's a cousin. Why can't we put Kenegdo swear? Takanta le takanta. No Shavuos Hesses. No Shavuos Hesses. Okay. That is the simple reading of the Gemara. Comes along the Rambam. And the Rambam says something very interesting. Says the Rambam. Rambam and Perek Toi v'nitin. Perek Beis Alachatas. Misha Nischayev Shvuah. Bein Shel Torah, Bein Shel Devreim. Someone who was Chayev Shvuah, whether it was a Diraisa Shvuah or a Dirabanan Shvuah. Vinishba. And he swore. Vinotal. Oy Nishba Viniftra. He swore and he took. In other words, he used the Shvuah to take. Or he swore to become putter from what he was Chayev to give. And afterwards, Edim came along and said that he's pasaleidis. Ain shvuah sushenish beklom. His original shvuah was worth nothing. V'yesh lebaldinoi lahoytzi miyodei mashenotal o yish bazeh shekenegda v'yitomimenu. And we undo whatever happened with the shvuah. If the original shvuah he took with it, we take it back. If the original shvuah he potter with, he's not potter anymore, and the other person can make the shvuah shekenegda and take it. The point is, the first shvuah, garbage. He swore, we found that afterwards he was not worthy of swearing. Garbage. Where did the Rambam get this from? Usually the Rambam has sources for his halachas. And usually, if the Rambam doesn't have a source for his halacha, you know what he writes? Two words. Anyone guess? Nirali. La'anias daiti. He writes nirali, it's lashon of the Rambam usually. Usually. Over here says the Magid Mishnah. Gamze eino nizkar b'gemara. This thing is not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. There's no makar for this halacha. The Rama made it up. Aval nira barur. It's clear. So I think what the Magen Mishnah is coming to Bavaran is, why did the Rambam say nira li? If there's no Gemara, there's no makar, why didn't it say nira li? Says the Magen Mishnah. Nira Barur. What does that mean? In other words, the Rambam doesn't have to write Nira Li if it's Nira to who? Everyone. To everyone. Nira Li means, this is my opinion. You can argue if you want. This is what I feel. It says the Rambam Mishnah, this is Barur. This is like, no one's going to argue on this. This is obvious. Lo Gori Masha'amu Tobit Dvar Mishnah. Chayzer. It's no worse than Tol Dvar Mishnah. Even though you could, in theory, make a difference, this is true, so don't argue with it, there's no makar, it's clear, leave it alone. That's the way the Magid Mishnah learns. It's interesting, because Magid Mishnah himself says it's not so clear, because he tries to bring a makar, it's not such a good makar. Says the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, the Rambam has a makar. There is a makar for this thing. The Rambam didn't make it up. Says the Goyin, V'chein muchach b'reish baba metzia daf hei amet aleph. Be'uvda da'u raya de'parachash denami nechayev midirav Nachman. Says the Vilna Goyin, the makar is from our Gemara. It's from our Gemara. The Rambam saw in our Gemara, someone made a shvuah, and then we're making him make another shvuah because the first shvuah didn't work out. Where do you see that in the words? Hashtanami nechayev mi Rab Nachman. What does that mean? Obviously, the Vilna Goyin learned the Gemara differently than we learned the Gemara. We asked the question, is there ever a Shavuos Heses? Did it happen in the case of Ahurai? We said no. If you ask the Vilna Goyin, was there a Shavuos Heses in the case of Rabbi Nachman of Ahurai? The answer is going to be yes, he swore. He swore Shavuos Heses. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Hashtanami Nechayev Midrav Nachman? The Gemara means he should swear again. Or maybe he shouldn't swear, the other guy should swear. But Rav Nachman's Shavuah wasn't taken care of. Even though he swore once, says the Rambam, this is my Makar. You swear once, if you end up having a problem with the Shavuah, what are you going to have to do? Swear again, or the other guy will swear, or whatever. This is the Makar. Says the Goyin, the Rambam had a different girsa in our Gemara. Listen to this. Let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Ahu Raya. There was a shepherd. Davi Masulei Kol Yom Echayusu B'Sahadi. We gave him everyday animals with witnesses. Yom Echada Masulei B'Loi Sadi. One day they gave him animals without witnesses. L'soif Amalu Loi Ayedvar Me'oilom. In the end, he said, Ayedvarim. And then, Asi Sadi Dasi Dibe. That's our Gemara. By the way, what is the word Lebesayf doing there? He said, maybe take it out, doesn't belong. He says, they're going, no, it's just in the wrong line. Read it like this. He gave it to him, ate him with, he gave it to animals without Adam. Amalu Loi Dvar Me'oilom. Lesayf Asu Sahadi. And at the end, Adam came. What does it mean, at the end? Later, Adam. So what happened before the Adam came? Shavuos Heses. If you read the word lebesoif, lebesoif asu sahadi, that means Adam came later. They didn't come right away. So what happened in the meantime? Says the Vilna Goyin, Shavuos Heses. So he made a Shavuos Heses. What happened after the Shmuas Hesis? We brought Edom that he lied. Says the Gemara, okay, now we make a Shmuas Rabchia. Asks the Gemara, what do we need Shmuas Rabchia for? The Shmuas Hesis should come back. You should have to make the Shmuas Hesis again. Says the Gemara, Shmuas Hesis can't come back because it's going to be a Takanta LaTakanta. But according to the Vilna Goyin's Pshat in the Gemara, and this is the Makar for the Rambam, was there a Shmuas Hesis in the case of Ahuraya? What's the answer?
Yes.
I want to say, this is going to change a lot of what we spoke about yesterday. We're going to say it over again today. But it comes out, according to this Pshat, there was a Shmuas Hesis that was made here. He did make a Shmuas Hesis. And the din is, after the Shmuas Hesis, which was proved to be wrong, we're going to be mechayvim now a Shvua of Rav Chia, which is a Shvua D'Oraisa. Yeah.
So the Pshat we gave, that Adam came right away.
Obviously, he doesn't hold the other two pshatim. In Achanami. So obviously, he doesn't hold like those pshatim. He's going to pass in like Rav Chia. Either he's going to pass in like Rav Chia. So we'll see exactly. We're going to get into that. Soon. Yeah.
There's no din that if you fall asleep, you have like another chance to swear.
What'd you say?
There's no din that you get disqualified
if you fall asleep. You do. That's why I can't swear anymore. The Gemara wants that Shekinegdo should swear. Not that he should swear again. That's basically what Abai asks. He can't swear. He's a Goslin. How is he going to swear? He can't swear anymore. No. He's not going to swear again. That's we. It sounded like what Reb Zeir was saying is he should swear again. The Gemara says Abai, he can't swear. He messed up. And the Chanam, I don't mean he should swear. I mean he should put the swear on the Shekinegdo. That's what it comes out. Okay. What was that? The Goyin says he has a different gear. You look on the side of the Gemara, and the Goyis Vitziyunim, look on the side of the Gemara, if you have that, a Goyis Vitziyunim Gimel. Those of you that have the new Gemaras will have it over there. It says the following things: Libesoif lesa bebahag uberabeno chanano. The near ktsas kimiyuter. It's extra. Nahagro gor soy achar kach. Libesoif asu sahadi. So it comes out. Okay. Magen Mishnah obviously didn't have that girsa. Or either took it, or he left the besoif where it was, or he took it out, but he didn't understand that we're moving. So Magid Mishnah seemed to not. So the Magid says there's no makar, because if you don't learn the Gemara like we Megaris in the Gra, so then the Shmuas has never happened over here. Okay. I believe said we had asked a question. The Mefarshim asked this question. The Mefarshim asked, why does the Gemara have to introduce to us that every other day he gave it to them with Edim? They gave it to him with Edim, and this is the only day they gave it without Edim. Just say they gave it to him without Edim. He said La Adam, and there was, and then we proved that he ate it. What do we need the introduction for? That's what we spoke about yesterday. And we had the three pshatim that we mentioned yesterday from the Rishonim, from the Ritva and the Maria Buav. Their pshatim was basically as follows: this would have affected their relationship. In other words, says the Ritva, that I would have thought that maybe the fact that everybody else gave this shepherd with Edom, and you were the klutz that gave it to him without Edom, therefore you forfeited your right to get a shvua. Il de'afsid anafshei. He caused them. Listen, everyone knows you don't give the shepherd without Edom, because every Sunday they gave it with Edom, Monday they gave it with Edom, you on Thursday gave it to him without Edom, you're a klutz. He caused himself to lose it, and we would not give him the shvua. But that's very strange. If it's a shvua d'oraisa, we wouldn't make him make a shvua. Says the Ritva, no, that's not what I mean. I mean the shvua of Rav Nachman. The Ritva says, I would have thought that Baha lesser the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, he doesn't make the shvua of Rav Nachman in our case. That was the question of Rami Safran, Abachar Achoshev, asked yesterday. What? We're telling this to teach you that I would have thought, is it? But there is no Shvua of Rav Nachman here anyway. It was only Hava Mina. I asked you like 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, does he swear Shmuel's Hesus in our case? And everyone said, no. So the we're writing this the backdrop to tell me that that you would have thought that, like, it's all like, so, it's so fleeting. However, my friends, according to the Girsa that we have of the Rambam, is there a Shvuah of Rav Nachman in our case? Yes. So then we understand why the Chiddush can be about Rav Nachman Shvuah, because there is a Shvuah of Rav Nachman here. I would have thought there would never have been a Shvuah of Rav Nachman here. Why not? Because I would say Yudav Sina Nafshei. Because after all, you were reckless in giving him. What's the other answer? The Miri Abuav says the following thing, that I would think that being that I was suspicious of him, the Miri Abuav is understanding that I was the one who gave him on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with Adam. Being that I gave him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with Adam, Thursday I couldn't find Adam, so, but obviously I don't what?
Trust him.
I don't trust him. Maybe I can't make him make a Shmua. Why not? Because I don't trust him, so therefore my tzviya on the Shmua is like he lost. Not because I was mafsid myself, but because I clearly don't trust him. We said it depends on what the yisoid of Shmua is, how does Shmua work, but that's the Mari Abuav's first answer. And his last answer that he gives is that I would think that maybe, what?
Why not Kosh HaMona?
What'd you say?
Are we going in the
so the Gemara, that's the next sugi over here. We're not going to be affected by Chasam Mono Chasha Shvusa. Because maybe there's Ishtamute. Gemara thinks there could be Ishtamute. So we'll. Says the Gemara. Says the Maria Buav. The third answer is the reason why we need the backdrop is because I would have thought. See, listen to what he says. If not for the fact that I Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I gave it to him without Adam. I'm giving a shomer something to watch, and I'm not bringing Adam. What does that appear? Just look at this one day. Just look at Thursday. It appears like I trust him. If it appears like I trust him, maybe I can't make him make a shvua because I trusted him. And it sounds like Rebuov says that's going to be the din. It's only because yesterday I gave it to him with Adam, and the day before I gave it to him with Adam. Obviously, it's not because I trust him. It's just because I couldn't come up with Adam over here. Now, the Maria Bov is suggesting that if I give it to someone and there is no Adim, I trusted him, therefore he doesn't have to make a Shavua. The Maria Bov means he doesn't have to make a Shavua. Dioi Raisa? Can't be. The Chayra, he means the Shavua Rav Nachman. But again, there is no Shavua Rav Nachman in our case. Again, the Chayra, we see from the Maria Bov, he's learning that there is Shavua Rav Nachman in our case. And he's also going to the Girsa of the Rambam. So what we're doing is we're making the Rambam's Girsa not just like some sort of like crazy Girsa. Like, you know, that the Goyin made up in the Rambam. It's the Ritva, it's the Riyabuav. The other Rishayim seem to hold that also. The Rajba, however, says a whole different Mahalach. And this is what is relevant to what we, a little bit what we spoke about before. The Rajba says that this the reason we need to know this background information is not about their relationship, it's about what happened here. Says the Rajba, that this is circumstantial evidence. That the Rajba says this is circumstantial evidence that he never took an animal. Why? You gave me an animal on Sunday with Aiden. You gave me an animal on Monday with Aiden. You gave me an animal on Tuesday and Wednesday with Aiden. Thursday, you're claiming that you gave me an animal without Aiden? Ha! It's just not true. If you were a private investigator, what would you probably deduce circumstantial evidence that he didn't give him the animal? He did not give him the animal. What?
This is
from Rami Sada, right? No, hold on a sec. Yeah, well, you said similar. But the Rajba takes it a step further. Says the Rajba, and even though two Adam walked in and said that they saw him eating the animal, says the Rajba, you know what we're going to say? The Adam made a mistake. Whoa. I understand the magnitude of what the Rajba is saying. You're saying that over here, we have two Adam saying, he ate Nelly and Melly. I saw it. He shechted them and he ate them. The Bez is going to say, sorry, we think that you made a mistake. It's probably not Nelly or Melly. It was probably
Shmelly.
Shmelly. Another name for an animal, for a cow?
Betsy.
And Etsy. It wasn't Nelly and Nelly, it was Betsy and Etsy. It wasn't their animal. Sorry, you made a mistake. I would have thought that. Because we have circumstantial evidence that he never gave him the animals. This is what the Rashba says. Now, this is a step down from the Merume Sadeh. We said the Merume Sadeh said that I would have thought that would be enough for that he shouldn't make a Shavuas Hesis. That I got. That's easy for me to swallow. Because Shavuas Hesis is, I mean, come on. This is anyway only a Shavua Dirabanan. And a Shavua's coming out of nowhere. Make a Shavuas Hesis. I got circumstantial on Pater. But the Rajma takes it a step further. The Rajma says this circumstantial evidence will Pater me from a Shavua Diraisa. And say that the Edom made a mistake. That's the Havamina way I have to say that. To teach you that Im Isra Bechia Mishtava. That he has to swear even though there's Edom saying against him. Why did the Rajba have to go so extreme? I'll tell you very simply why. Did the Rajba have the girsa of the Rambam?
No.
If you have the girsa of the Rambam, you could say the pshat of the Merume Sadeh. It's very smooth. Because there's a Shavuos Hesis over here, and the Chiddush is that to tell me that there would be a Shavuos Hesis. That's what the Merume Sadeh says. But if you hold there's no Shavuos Hesis. So what do we need the background for? Don't tell me to say that I think there's no Shavuos Hesis because it's not true. There isn't anyway Shavuos Hesis. Elamai, the Rajba obviously had the gear, so there's no Shavuos Hesis here. So what do we need the background for? He says, I would have had to have a meeting. You don't even make a Shavuot D'oraisa because of this. I would have thought the circumstantial evidence is big enough to say that they would tell the Edom they made a mistake. And that's the Chiddush. Im Isa L'Rebbe Chia Mishtava. That's the Chiddush, my friends. Let me ask you a question. What is Rab Zera being Machadish? Rab Zera comes and says, oh, by the way, if you hold the Rab Chia, you have to make a Shavuot. No, duh. Of course you have to make a Shavuot. What's the Chiddush? So you could say the Chiddush is Shekinegdo because it's not making the Shavuot. But according to what the Rajma is saying, there's a major... The Rajma is saying the Chiddush Kufa is... I would think that we would tell the guy, look, your Edom are just not good Edom. They're not admissible in court. Once I know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you gave him with Edom. Thursday, you didn't. You probably didn't give him... We are assuming you did not give him the animals. Either it's Edom that said you gave him the animals, did Edom make a mistake? Comes along. Rab Zera is Mechadish, Emis, Rabbi Chia, Mishtava. You're going to have to swear. That's going to be the Chiddush. Al Kopana, my friends, these are the different mahalchim that we have in the Sugya. There's a mahalch of the Rambam, Ritva, Mary Abuav, the mahalch of the Rajba, and we're going to see is going to be the mahalch of Rashi. Let's do the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara. V'tepik lei dehave le roya. What's the Gemara's question? V'tepik lei dehave le roya. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda stam roya apostle. Frek the Gemara Kasha. Whoa. He's a roya. Stam roya apostle. What does that mean? How could this person make a Shavua? He's apostle. He's a roya. What's the Gemara's question? Says Rashi. V'tepik lei dehave le roya. Ade Abaye kometame. The Gemara is asking a question on Abaye. Dikash leho gazlanu. Typically, divalav hachzela pasul lishvua. The Gemara's question is on Abaye. Who's Abaye? Abaye challenged Reb Zera. Reb Zera said there's going to be a shvua because I'm sorry. Yeah, Reb Zera said there's going to be a shvua because of Reb Chia frekt Abaye. How can there be a shvua? He's a gazlan. Says the Gemara, Abaye, why did you need to say he's a gazlan to say there shouldn't be a shvua? There shouldn't be a shvua anyway because he's a roya. He's a shepherd, and a shepherd can't swear. So why are you telling me that he's not swearing because of this gzela? He's not swearing because he's a roya, and a roya can't swear anyway. So Abaye, your wording, your language in your question wasn't good. We don't like your language of your question. The Gemara is challenging the way that Abaye asked on Rab Zera. This is what Rashi says. Ade Abaye kometame. Dikashale Abaye asked to Gazlan. Oh, it's typically Dubalav Achzer Pasaleidos. Because he's a Roya. Why is a Roya Pasaleidos? John Behuda Stam Roya, Filu, Loihui, Alav Shagazal is Pasaleidos. Distame Gazlan who? Shemar Behemoisov Bisada Shalachere. Why is a Roya Pasal? And so what? So what? Why is a Roya apostle? He's a Gazlan. Okay, so let me get this straight. We have a problem with Abaye, because Abaye said he's puzzled because he's a Goslem. What should he have said? He's a Roya. Why is a Roya puzzled? He's a Goslem. Okay, that's not a really great question if you ask me. I mean, I kind of hear the question, but maybe Abaye was saying he's a Goslem. He's a Goslem. He's a Goslem. This Goslem, that Goslem. He's a Goslem. What if Roya would be a different psul? I hear. Say, why did you say he's puzzled as Goslem? Say he's puzzled as Roya. But Rashi says Roya is puzzled because he's a Goslem. So I said he's a Goslem. I said he's a Goslem because of this. I said he's a Goslem. He can't make a shvu. He's a Goslem.
It sounds like it's a different soul. And it's because of
Goslem,
but it's a different.
It's Goslem. It's all
Goslem. Stam Roya.
Stam Roy is puzzled because he's a Goslem. The Gemara is assuming that he's a Goslem. That's what the Gemara is assuming. He's puzzled because he's a Goslem. We're going to assume he's a Goslem. So what do you want from Abaye? What did Abaye do? You know he's a shepherd. He's taking, he took the animals. He didn't say that, Abaye. Abaye just said, a Goslem who? He is a Goslem. The question is not super compelling, my friends. It's not like a, it's not really a, you know, knock it out of the park question on Abaye. Abaye said he's a Goslin. Oh, but what do you mean? But he's a Roya and a Roya's a Goslin. That's what I said. He's a Goslin. I didn't say he's a Goslin because he ate. I said he's a Goslin. So I should have said he's a Roya. Roya's Goslin. He's a Goslin. What do you want from my life? Well, I don't see this question as like, whoa.
Maybe you can use the answer.
The reason it's because you're Goslin.
Right.
As opposed to on him, when I was his actual Gazan, the Edom are saying he's an actual Gazan.
That makes really a Chalish better.
If you're really Chalish to Gazan, then wouldn't be Gunsei Shuvah D'Oraisa, because it's Chalish. Maybe if you get Edom, then it would be Shuvah D'Oraisa.
That makes a biased question better than this.
Maybe then there won't be a Shuvah,
because that there is his sure guess.
I'm saying, so you can say Shuvah D'Oraisa.
Abaye
answers the question.
Says the Vilna Gaon, I have a different shot in the Gemara, not like Rashi. The Vilna Gaon asked this question, by the way. I have a different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara is not asking on Abaye. Let's go over the story again. According to the Vilna Gaon, what happened? He came into Beis Din and he said, where are my animals? He said, La Adam. What happened next? What Shvuah? Hold on a second. He made a Shvuah? He can't make a Shvuah. He's a Goslin. We're not asking a question on Abaye. We're asking a question on the original story. How did this happen? How did he make the original Shvuah? The Shvuah's Hesis that he made, he shouldn't be able to make. Because he's a Goslin. If you learn like Rashi, like the we said the Pshat of the Rajba, the Rashi's learning, that he never made a Shvuah's Hesis. So the first Shvuah that's being introduced to us is the Shvuah of Reb Chiya, which he doesn't end up making. Abaye says, Aiza Goslin. So Rashi has to say, okay, the question is, he's a Roya. That's the first time we're seeing a Shvuah anyway. But according to the Girsa of the Goyin, this person already made a Shvuah. And our question is, how did he make that Shvuah? He was a Roya at that time. He couldn't make a Shvuah. That's the Gemara's question. Also, says the Goyin, the Goyin says this. The Gemara should have asked this. We're going to leave that out for now. I'll call upon him. This is the other way of learning the sugya. Says the Gemara, he's a Roya, and Roya is pasul. Says the Gemara, loy kashe. Hadidei hode alma. Depends if it's his or if it's other people's. And if that's not true, how do we ever give our animals to a Roya to watch? You can't put a mechshol in front of a blind person. Rather, it's a chazaka. A person is not going to sin if has nothing to gain from it. Rabbi, let me ask you a question. Tell me what you think. The Gemara is asking, how can I give my animals to a shepherd? He is going to be over on a lav. What lav is he going to be over on? No, what lav is he going to be over on? Lo sigzol. I'll be over lefneiver by giving it to him. But he's going to be over lo sigzol. Let me ask you a question. If I don't give him my animals, is he not going to be over in Los Igzal?
No.
If I don't give him my animals.
He doesn't have any animals to watch.
What about his own animals? So Ellie's going to say, what happens if he doesn't have any animals? Maybe he works in the business, he doesn't have his own animals, he's just a shepherd. Maybe. What would be if he had his own animals? Would it still be Lifnaiver?
Are you allowed to send somebody just
because
he's doing something, so you're allowed to go send him?
It's more
gzeila.
Every sheep
is gzeila. The more gzeila, so the more ameira. So there's lifnei iver even on just being marbeh in the gzeila. That's pashut shot. Some people might argue on that. We might depend on how we understand lifnei iver. But al kalpanim, the more there's gzeila, the chayra, the more there's going to be lifnei iver. So even if he has 100 animals, I can give him my animals because it's going to be more. Okay, so what's the reason why we don't have to worry about that? In adam choyte v'loy loy. Person will not sin if he does nothing to gain. I have nothing to gain to let animals graze in someone else's property. I don't have to gain. I'm not obligated to that they should have a certain amount of calorie intake. That's not part of my job. I just have to watch the animals. I bring them back. The animals didn't have what to eat. It's not my problem. I brought
them. What if he does? If he has his own animals and he does have something to gain, and by you getting more, like he has something to gain, so he's going to graze on
someone. Says David, the rookie comes in and he says the following thing. Moiridik. He says, let's say I'm taking my animals and his animals. So what am I going to do with my animals? What? I'm going to let them graze in someone else's field. But once my animals are grazing there, I have someone else's animals grazing there.
That's also doing
a no, so there should be a problem of lifnei iver, even if... No, but it is. What, so he's not going to let the other guys, he's going to let his? Oh, I don't know, that's really... That's tricky. That's tricky. And a chanami. So I shouldn't be able to, I shouldn't give him more animals. Let's say a person says, listen, I got my own animals, I'm going to take them out to graze. Would you like to give me a few animals? I'll take yours too. Would, should you give it to him or not? I think David is suggesting don't give it to him, right? Because he's going to end up being over on more gezel, over on his own gezel with his own animals, more gezel with the animals that you give him. But Eli is suggesting no. What he's going to do is he's going to say, your animals don't eat, I'll let my animals to eat. He is gaining over here. He's gaining from his. Yesh lach, Rabbi Yisrael, continue with Hashem, hopefully.
Why can't you use the answer God say that? What Abai was talking about.
What did you say?
Why can't you use this the answer that the Gemara gives, that Lokasha Adidei Adama?